Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 15th day already of June 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. We're finally starting to get national attention for the ongoing standoff. The feds have told the Brown family outside Plainfield, New Hampshire, that they are planning to go in the near future. They said, we're not going in today, tomorrow, or the next day, but after that, we're coming in. Well, after that was yesterday. So we'll see what happens. There's lots of rumors flying around, but I'm not going to report on those. A lot of people are headed today up from Texas, I know, to New Hampshire, and of course, Randy Weaver's on his way there as well. We were on Coast to Coast AM last night, myself and the Browns. And it was also covered on Fox News and CNN, I'm told. We did confirm Fox. I was told CNN as well. So it is starting to finally get the national attention it deserves, so that hopefully this thing can be resolved peacefully. I learned a little tidbit yesterday. You always think you know everything in a case. But I found out that the Browns tried to pay the $200,000 in, quote, claimed back taxes, and that wasn't good enough. The government said, you're going to prison. And so, really, that even makes the government's case even that much worse. But all right, I'm really done talking about that, at least for now. We've got all this really important news in front of us, massive fighting breaking out across the Middle East, especially in areas of occupied Palestine. And it is extremely serious, and there's such subterfuge going on that it's hard to tell what is really happening. But we'll be opening the phones up on that subject, but I'm not going to get distracted too much with that. We will detail it. We need to talk about the immigration bill. Now, this is a false, misleading, deceptive headline. Immigration reform gets second chance. It's been reintroduced three times in the last month. They've been killing it and resurrecting it three times. This will be a fourth time. And they've been doing it at least twice a year for the last 6 years. So, three times this year? Well, actually, four times now. And then five other years, at least twice. So that's 14 times. No, it should be immigration bill gets 14 chances. Non-immigration reform gets second chance. Now, all they're doing here is wearing you out. Most people have been convinced it's been beaten, so you're not calling. Now, they're all over the so-called liberal radio and TV and newspapers. They're all over the Spanish-speaking media saying, call, call, it's going to pass. Bush has already done his smirk, just like he said, we're going into Iraq, and it happened. Just like he said, I'm going to win in 2004, the fix was in. And he said it will pass, see, at the signing ceremony. Because they got the photographs of these congressmen and senators, for those that are, you know, second-guessing things. And right now they're just giving you the illusion that you count. They're giving you the illusion of a process because they know in a major Gallup poll and many other polls it's over 90% against what's happening. So they're just, it's kind of like the biggest gun control bill since 1968 passing the House yesterday. NRA supported it. They're making their move at every level right now. And it isn't hyperbole to say this amnesty bill is America killing. Killing. So we're going to go over this today, and somehow we'll see if we can get past the propaganda of the media. It's like local newspapers here say Trans-Texas Corridor isn't being taken over by Centra and that Centra isn't owned by Spain. They just bald-faced lie, folks.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have open phones today. I was just informed that one of everybody's favorite callers, Troy from West Virginia, has called in to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis is in the building. So we'll be going to him coming up here in a few minutes and many others. I want to go over the 20 loopholes in the immigration bill. We've never really covered all 20 of them. We posted them a few weeks ago when Senator Sessions released them, Republican Senator Sessions. And I've seen this tactic with NAFTA. I've seen it with at the state level with the toll roads. We've all seen it when the politicians want something, they just bring it up for a vote. Light rails, the same thing around the country, over and over and over and over and over again until they finally pass it. And Bush is on the Hill. They're saying industry. They're saying the media. They're pulling out all the stops, all the favors. The Pentagon is traitorous in their action, lobbying and saying it's patriotic to literally get rid of the borders, literally legalize 30 million illegal aliens, allow chain migration of at least 11 of their family members. They're legalized for 12 years. I've been saying six. Back when the bill was secret, other senators had said, well, it's basically the old Kennedy bill. So I was going off that and saying 6 years you were legal, totally legalized, given a Social Security card. No, it's 12. Unlimited anchor babies, jackpot babies. It's just, and now the cover of Time Magazine headline, Why Amnesty Makes Sense. we're just, this is it. This is the end, my friend. At least in this phase of the battle, this will be a huge, crushing victory for the New World Order if they're able to implement this. Now, sometimes they pass stuff, we can repeal it. Like when they put in the Homeland Security bill a few years ago that all drug makers of vaccines were given total liability protection out of the gates for all vaccines in perpetuity. That got repealed and then just pared down to the smallpox shot itself. Now, by the way, they've already got immunity once suits start. And then there's the vaccine damage fund. That's $3 billion last time I heard, quietly paying people off for all the autism and problems and autoimmune problems. That's if it's a federally mandated vaccine, it's automatically paid for by that. Merck knew they had another bad drug, just like the stuff that was causing all the heart attacks. And with this new HPV live papillomavirus causing all these Ebola-like deaths, literally where you bleed out like a turn into Ebola jello. It's pretty nightmarish. That's those that die. Others just start bleeding or get sores all over their bodies. And they knew it was doing that, just like their arthritis drug would have been causing major problems. And so they went ahead and had the governor come in. It's just always important to announce this. I know most of you know this. Rick Perry, and by him mandating it, at least claiming it was on the list of recommended, that then triggered automatic federal lawsuit protection, liability protection. But I already digress. Immigration reform gets second chance. Pressure from activists, industry, and White House revives Senate bill. It's never been dead. They just keep telling you it's dead every 3 days, as we've been warning you, so that most, I mean, even I, we are built to believe something when we hear it. We're built to be pretty truthful creatures in a tribal situation, and, hey, the caribou are over there, or the gazelles are over there, or, hey, there's a forest fire coming this way, or we better move south down into the valley for the winter. That's where the animals go, and, you know, you tend to believe each other. You tend to believe your eyes with your binocular color vision, you know, when the television lies to you. You hear him say the bill's dead over and over again, and consciously I want to believe it. Oh, wow, you know, we're having, but I know it's not the case. I've seen it over and over again. We know how they operate. And they'll tell you there's no North American Union. There's no SPP. There's no Bilderberg Group. This is not an amnesty bill. And in a sick way, that's true. Folks, this isn't just amnesty. This is a pardon for convicted, aggravated felons, child molesters, kidnappers, bank robbers. It's all in there. MS-13 gang members. It's off the charts. And while we're busy watching the tribal warfare that is never going to end in the Middle East as they all run around killing each other, Palestinians stabbing each other in the back, running around machine gunning each other, the Israelis swarming around. It's just an anthill over there of battle, and it's never going to stop. Meanwhile, it's clear evidence that the globalists are involved blowing up the minarets on the mosque. CNN headline, U.S. official, Samara attack may have been inside job. By the way, they pulled that headline. They didn't retract. They just pulled that story, not before we saved it. Big news there. We're going to go over all of it. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, Troy in West Virginia. Troy calls in from time to time, but the listeners have really complained, and I give him unfairly too much time, and that is true. I usually give him about 15 minutes, and we're going to have to cut him a little shorter today in the interest of getting other calls and news, because I don't have time to play games with him because they're trying to get this amnesty through right now. Hey, Troy, do you think I'm making it up that this is amnesty?
I didn't call you about that.
No, because you say I'm a liar. You've called in and said I lie about everything, so am I lying about that?
I wasn't listening to your whole conversation. I was talking to somebody else.
Well, then why are you calling my show?
Well, I told the guy that answered the phone. I didn't necessarily need
to. What are you calling for? What are you calling for today?
To tell you that I will not be in New York City on 9/11/07. That's all.
Okay. That's very nice, Troy. Anything else?
That's all.
You're not going to grace us with your intellect?
Not today, no.
Did you just call in to celebrate that America's dying right now in front of our eyes?
America's the greatest country in the world.
Really? With no borders and complete amnesty and the government lying and saying it is an amnesty. That's freedom.
Well, tell me a greater country in the world, then you can't do it.
a greater... I never said America wasn't great.
What's the greatest country in the world? I'm proud to live here.
What does that mean? I'm talking about them trying to hurt it, and then all you do is respond back with implying, well, you're not saying it's great?
This is the greatest country in the world. I've been to Atlanta. I've been to Pittsburgh. I'm going to Cincinnati and St. Louis. I get to do things that very few people can do, and this country's given me this opportunity, so I'm not going to trash this country.
Well, now you're implying that we're trashing this country.
You trash the country all the time.
By criticizing open borders and complete amnesty. I mean, explain it to me. You see, because I get these emails from people like you saying, I hate America. No, I hate the people destroying the Republic and the Bill of Rights that you say you enjoy. Troy, patriotism is not worshiping Hillary Clinton and George Bush. They're not America. Do you understand that? It's the people, it's the Bill of Rights, it's the Constitution. And, I mean, neocons are calling for scrapping the Bill of Rights. You've called in and called for my free speech to be taken.
It should be.
So my free speech should be taken.
When you start talking utter nonsense, it should.
You're going to decide what's utter nonsense.
Well, it's not hard to decide what's utter nonsense.
Oh, and where does it stop? Well, okay, who arbitrates who should be arrested for what they say and for speech and who shouldn't?
I don't have all the answers. I don't know.
You just know? Well, what should happen to me? Describe it. Should the police come and put me in handcuffs? What should happen?
Well, no, the United States government should give you fair value for all your assets and a plane ticket to the country of your choice. You can live there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should do.
Well, this is the country of my choice, and just because it's peopled by a bunch of spoiled brats like you doesn't mean that I'm not going to defend it for the good people that are still here.
Okay. You take care.
Are you happy? Because, I mean, I know it hasn't fully hit yet. Are you happy with the monetary policy of devaluing the dollar?
No. But like I said, I got plenty of money. I can do what I want to do when I want to do.
I like money. Have you seen the movie Idiocracy? I think you're the star of it.
Shoot. All I know is I live in the greatest country in the world, and I can do things that I wouldn't be able to do anywhere else.
I just feel good. I'm just going to not worry about it. It's an attitude that you have that's brought us to our knees, sir.
That's not true. There's a lot of stupid people out there that don't know how to manage their money. That's the problem.
Oh, the government's not mismanaging. I see.
I'm sure they are mismanaging, but I don't mismanage my money, and I can't help if your listening audience mismanages their own money.
Oh, they
got to buy their cigarettes and have their four-wheelers and boats and God knows what and put themselves in debt. Then you want to blame the government because they want you to go in debt. People make stupid choices. It ain't my problem.
Well, I was talking specifically about the end of the borders, total amnesty.
No, I don't like it either, but I ain't gonna lose sleep over it.
Ah, the yuppie maxim. I've seen it a million times. The giggling, the snickering, the smile, the acceptance. You tell them something they don't like to hear, and they go, I'm not going to worry about it. And a lot of times a little tongue will stick out, a little enjoyment. I don't care. That gives me power over it. You go ahead and do that all day, Troy. You just remember a long time from now. What I tried to do and what others tried to do for this nation.
Nothing's going to change in the next 50 years. Nothing will change.
Oh, yeah, nothing's changing. Yeah, nothing's changing, Troy.
All right. Well, I really didn't want to get into all that, but you have a good day.
You have a good day, too, Troy. That's one of his more vague threats right there. He's called in directly and talked about assaulting myself, John Connor, others. If you go to New York and talk to me, I'll slug you in the face. He calls in with the police code and just repeats the police code for murder and snickers. And this time, you just go to New York. I'll see you in New York. And now I'm calling to say I won't be in New York. Whatever that means. Well, I'm going to make a film about the 9/11 Truth Movement next, so I'll be there in New York. It isn't because of you issuing the challenge. Though it's an added enjoyment for me that I will be in New York, and I bet you won't be there. You probably don't leave your little corner of the woods there. I don't want to insult hillbillies, though. Nothing wrong with folks, Deliverance. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626, and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Nothing's gonna change. Everything's gonna be alright. I'm doing real good right now. I don't wanna hear from you about nothing.
And it is that attitude that is gonna bring this country to its knees. Immigration reform gets second chance. Now, I've been telling you for a month, they're moving right now. This is it. Because they know Bush is a lame duck. He's going to take the blame for everything. This is their They revel in, they're going to tear Bush down, and then after he leaves office and it's Hillary or Barack Obama ruling over us, later they'll build him back up. There'll be Time magazine stories 3 years from now about how great he is, and there'll be some disaster, and he'll come up with a plan to save the day, and there'll be the rehabilitation of George Bush, and he'll have best-selling books. And as soon as Hillary gets in, she'll block any investigations of him, and a few liberals will complain. It's all part of the baloney wagon. It's all part of statecraft. You could figure it out right now, and we could beat them. But no, I'm getting emails saying I'm a fearmonger, that this isn't going to pass, and that there's no plan to reintroduce it as they're reintroducing it. I sure as enough saw a message board saying I'm a liar, they didn't pass a big gun bill yesterday. You see, you've got a section of the public that is living in complete and total denial. They don't know that this country was great and had literal milk and honey in the streets, 4% of the world's population having more than half the world's wealth, because we weren't perfect, but we had more liberty than any other country, and so people could work and keep what they earned, and they could truly build something. And Americans were obsessed with tomorrow. Americans were obsessed with honor. Americans were obsessed with building. They were obsessed with not being screwed. They were obsessed with not trusting their government. They were obsessed with their family name. They were obsessed with their ancestors and their fathers and their mothers. Now it's the opposite, okay? Let me tell you, people that intensely care about being honorable and having courage. I mean, people liked to die in battle 200 years ago, 150 years ago in this country. They liked to go out in the street and have a duel with somebody if they shot their mouth off. It wasn't a question of having courage. They were men. It isn't even courage, folks. It's that if somebody slugs you in the face, you're going to fight back, and you're not even worried about it. It's instinctive. We've gone from people like that, all right? We've gone from people like that to what you see today, and frankly, I'm one of them. I mean, these self-propelled 900-pound stomachs, you know, just waddling down the hallways. And I'm not bashing you individually if you're obese. I went from weighing 180 pounds and running 6 miles every day to stopping working out and lifting weights for years to 260 pounds. Now I'm down to 230 pounds. Now I'm losing a lot of weight. But the point is that it's a decadent society. It's hard to stay out of it. If I'd have kept going, I'd been 400 pounds, folks, by the time I had a heart attack when I was 50-something. The attitude I used to have is, well, the government's going to kill me soon anyways. I'll just go ahead and pull in here and eat 3 hamburgers, literally. Well, you know what? You just can't live like that, folks. That c'est la vie, nihilistic attitude that where you don't even care about yourself. The point here is that we are a decadent, cursed society now. And you know what? Maybe things are going to stay the same in a way, Troy from West Virginia. Maybe you're right. Maybe we'll have. It'll keep being a couple million abortions every year, and the test scores dropping, and everything falling apart. Because, you know, the status quo is free fall plunge. But see, you mean stay good for you with a big TV set, and you're waddling around and feeling important about yourself. I can't cut my country loose. I can't just say, you know, forget it all, and I'm just going to run off into the sunset and, you know, buy cruise tickets and start trying to dress fancy and, you know, go cheat on my wife and go drink a bunch of liquor. I mean, I just can't do that, okay? And I don't understand the attitude of the average American who just thinks that you're going to have a good life and you're going to be fulfilled. You're all miserable. You decadent people are miserable, ladies and gentlemen, and you get burnt out on it very quickly. And we are a decadent society. When we come back, I'll go directly to your calls. It's just that we're facing total, complete, absolute end of the United States. And I'm going to go through this. And they're finally admitting, cover of Time magazine, that it's amnesty. Just like one of the big neocons said Monday, let's go ahead and just ban guns. Let's stop trying to argue. It's true, you have a right. We're going to take the right. And other neocons are saying, let's just get rid of the Bill of Rights. Bill Clinton told USA Today that, remember? Tony Blair just said, let's get rid of free speech in England. But they're not playing around, okay? They're making their move. They just passed a big fat gun ban bill.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Welcome back. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Phil in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I wanted to say, I have a couple points I want to make. In the beginning, you know, a patriot's a scarce man. But when his cause succeeds, the timid join him. And Troy, you're a timid guy. Let me say one more thing. Dissent is the highest form of patriotism. And when you criticize guys like Alex Jones, who are only pointing out what's going wrong with the country, that's anti-American, Troy. You don't know your history, man. Dissent is the highest form of patriotism. That's all I want to say to Troy. Next point. I started reading the book by William Shire, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And the point I want to make about that is before I got to the first 100 pages, I had to go back and start reading it again because the
everything that's happening here.
Absolutely everything. I have two full pages of notes of the parallels are chilling.
Well, what's happening is a lot of listeners are writing stuff up for us, and then we're getting so many emails. We need to create an email for article submissions. In fact, right now, it's going to be called submissions@Infowars.com. I'm going to have it added, submissions@Infowars.com. Write your articles up. Send them there because we're missing a lot of articles that people are sending us, and they're getting real mad, and I understand why. So send them to submissions@Infowars.com. I'll get that email set up for you by the end of the day. I'll have our IT guy do that, and that's basically it. But go ahead and give us some of your parallels. I did read that. I read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich when I was 16. What is it, 800 pages, and it just blew me away.
It's blowing me away right now. The other thing I wanted to say is Tuesday I called and talked to Sheriff Prozo. Let me hold off on that a minute and tell you about the Third Reich. I will send it to you, but some of the parallels are Hitler wrote down everything he was going to do, and the people went, he would never do that. Literally in the book, the quotes are that the people traded their freedom for security. It's a myth. The homosexuality in the higher ranks, Ernst Röhm, the head of the SA and the SS.
And he got it on Night of the Long Knives, and Hitler got rid of him because he wanted to cover up the fact that Hitler and them were having those big orgies, yeah.
The money from the bankers and the magnates that Hitler had, he was audited by the, what would be the equivalent of the IRS over there. I don't know what it was, but all of the
money. He got audited over him, but yeah, at first, he almost lost the 33 election because he bought all those super Mercedes.
Right.
You're talking about that, yeah.
He's driving around in a big car, and they're writing him letters, and actually, you know, Shire has his actual correspondence. Shire's account is a first-hand account. He was there. So, you know, this book is a must-read. The point I wanted to make, and I don't want
to... If you find that informative, read Order of the Death's Head by Heinz Hobel.
I want to get that. Let me just quickly say the movie that you made that woke me up was 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, Martial Law. But the point I wanted to make about... The next thing that's going to happen, according to, they are following this Nazi plan. The next thing that's going to happen is they blow out the economy and the dollar dumps. That's the next thing that's going to happen. That's the point I wanted to make about Shire's book, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. When that happens, that's the clue to everybody. You know, basically to say, you know, it's here, guys.
Because if the people rallied against the government when that happened, the New World Order would fail. But instead, most cowards, like Troy, when things get tough, will literally run to the closest black boots and start licking. Listen, I have the government put out comic book version, illustrated version of the 9/11 Commission, and it actually shows Homeland Security in Nazi uniforms. But this is the government putting this out. See, they want that archetypal image, and they're following it. Fatherland Security, Homeland Security.
Absolutely. In the movie I mentioned, Rise of the Police State, there's a reporter in there who actually went to the Congressional Archives and researched the links to the Bush family, the Prescott Bush, who actually funded the Nazi war machine. Okay? That's the link right there. They're following this thing to a T, Alex, to a T. I know.
And see, that's what the people don't know. And in my film, Arise of the Police State, we have that Buchanan interview. He's a very articulate fellow, but it's all mainstream news. And then people say, well, are you saying it's Nazis all over again? It's the same idea.
That's right.
Because the elite was fascinated with it, the British royalty, the Bushes, the elite of the U.S. And there were hundreds of billions, and that's in 1945 money, in gold and diamonds and everything else shipped to Texas and to the Argentinians and the rest of it, and the Brazilians.
Right.
And the Bushes were then the main managers of that money. The secret wealth of that family is untold.
Well, after the beer hall putsch that Hitler was a part of, Ernst Röhm went to Bolivia. And right before Hitler's rise, after he himself got out of jail.
Now, you're talking about back in the 20s, before Hitler then was sent for a year to prison.
That's right. And Ernst Röhm was in Bolivia, so there were ties there. The money ties were incredible, and that's what we're seeing now.
Well, see, there was German, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire colonized Bolivia, colonized Mexico. And
that's
see,
right.
they cooked up the whole Reconquista movement.
That's right. The ties are incredible. I'm in the greater Baltimore, D.C. area. I'm in sales. I'm in my car all the time. I listen to talk radio. The major AM talk
they
radio.
They talk just like Nazis did in 1933.
Well,
I mean, they are on there saying arrest people, put them in camps, take all the freedoms, torture. Folks,
they do. The big talk today, Alex, and here's the report from greater Baltimore, D.C. area. The two talking heads on the major AM in D.C. and the major AM in Baltimore. I actually heard the guy on AM Baltimore call Tony Snow Job. It's a big turnaround, and it's all in relation to the immigration bill. The major guy in D.C. actually was told, quote, Trent Lott. This is what he said to Trent Lott, quote, Trent, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the damn kitchen. Trent Lott took his email link off his website because he criticized talk radio people saying they didn't know what's in the immigration bill. And this guy on D.C. talk radio went nuts.
Well, you know, they kept the bill. They kept, and I appreciate your call, sir. Send me that. Write that article up. Send it to me. Submissions. Maybe we should go up with an easier email. Mel, they get submissions at Infowars.com. And seriously, folks, only stuff you write there, okay? We're going to really start adding more of your user content, and we'll do it the old-fashioned way. I got some guys developing a site right now, but it's all my fault that I'm not getting more done because I'm strung out with work here. But God help us, man. When they put Hillary in, it's over. Oh, man. And no, I'm not saying vote for Republicans. Don't you understand? They literally vacation together. They play golf together. It's a big joke. It's totally staged at the executive level and the chairman level of the Congress. It is a joke. And I just can't believe the history I've studied. These people killed over 200 mil last century, and they are openly setting up this whole century to make that look like a dress rehearsal. I just cannot. I just got chills. Folks, the analysis is in. We are in absolute red-level crisis, and they are going to do it. And we are going to have a chance to beat them once they start really carrying it out. A lot of you that laughed are going to remember. And yet, at first, you're going to try to serve them. You're going to find out that doesn't help you. And that all you've got left is your humanity to fight them. And, we have to go ahead and just try to beat them, try to hold them back in the current phase we're in. But we also have to really start talking about what we do once night comes, once nightfall comes. And just know in the end that they will fail. But this time, when they bring America down, let's not just let them blame the U.S. like they did Germany and the Germans. They set the Germans up. They set the Russians up. When they bring in this next phase, it's also meant to destroy the U.S. in the process and then our name forever. We need to make sure that the people know we're controlled by Europe. We're controlled by elites. We're controlled by the international banks, the cartels. And we need to make sure that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Queen of England and all of them for good are arrested and brought to justice. You got to get the word out now so they don't blame a Bush or blame a Hillary or blame whatever Mussolini character comes after them. It's so vital to humanity's future and our future potential that we root out these puppet masters. You see, they can use dictators all day long and then use the international model, the international matrix power projection system this matrix of control that they use to project their power through propaganda and physical and police powers, where they continually will play countries off against each other and power blocks off, but overall there's the international financial architecture that's playing it off. I mean, folks, the Germans of the 30s were towering individuals of moral standing, of intellect, of culture and society compared to Americans today. I mean, Germans were the world leaders in science and test scores. They were beginning to rival the United States. The U.S., frankly, if you look at it side by side, still had overall better people. But the Germans were next best. They were definitely peers in a realm where there were no peers. And the New World Order set them up and took them over and put a gutter-snipe dictator, demagogue, in there with the full intention the entire time the globalists had assessed him. They had the full MO. They had the British secret reports on him. They knew exactly what he'd do. They knew exactly what would entice him to invade and expand. And then they smashed him down. I mean, Hitler was not that smart in many levels. He would go around and recite all the statistics on the caliber of a tank gun. But, you know, then he had no idea, you know, he had these weird fantasies about Native Americans and, you know, thought, didn't really know about Africans. And it just really, you really read some of his writings. He was a kind of a, you know, these people that are smart in certain ways, but they don't have that overall intelligence or that general knowledge. I mean, Hitler was really a freak. I mean, he liked women to crap on him. I don't want to go off into too much detail here, but that's confirmed. He was a globalist. He was a devil worshiper. He was scum. But he was a tool. And so do you dislike Hitler, the boogeyman they hold up in front of you, or do you dislike the people that installed him? And see, this is being done to the U.S. right now. Fox News Corp-owned newspapers, TV, is demonizing us all over the world and letting the truth come out in many respects, and then domestically trying to pacify the public that we're the good guys and everything's okay. I mean, it's so sick. I mean, this is a duplicitous game they play. You see, they use us to bring in the New World Order and then blame us for the Lebensraum, the land, the geographic areas that are being seized. They use us as an engine. They use us as a juggernaut, a battering ram, a very important knight, or even a queen in this chess game. But they are forfeiting us with pleasure, because it's about the exercise of power, the raw power to use an empire and then to cut it off at the knees. You want a cheesy analogy? People love movie analogies. Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3, Count Dooku to the public. You know, the Osama bin Laden, the crisis creator. And what does the soon-to-be emperor do? He manipulates it into a position where he gets his head chopped off. You see? And America is playing the part of Count Dooku. And there's other Count Dookus. That's what bin Laden is to the Middle East. Don't you understand? This whole war is against us. This whole attack is on us. Installing Hitler was an attack on Germany. That's what these people do. They're threatened by strong people. They're threatened by intelligent middle classes. Wherever you got a big, fat middle class, and wherever you got big pools of independent wealth, the New World Order is going to be there. Hyping you up, telling you you can't be beat, telling you you're the empire, telling you you're the good guys, using you, setting you up. But they ride you like a horse till your heart explodes. You know, a good horse likes to run. They'll run till their heart blows. They got big adrenal glands. They got big endorphin packets in their brains. And a horse just loves to run full out, folks. And it'll run full out till its heart just blows. And that's all they're doing. They're just riding us down, riding us down. That heart's going boom, 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 boom. And that heart, I mean, that valve's just about to peel off. That aorta right on the top starts spewing. And when they're done with us, they'll just throw us off in a ditch and move on. And the stupid liberals and the Europeans and the rest of them are squawking and screaming and bad-mouthing the U.S. and England for the war. When the financial interest... By the way, Kurt Waldheim, the big Nazi former UN head, died yesterday, and so did the Supreme Lord Rothschild at 98 in France. Lots of boo-hooing and freaking out by the New World Order over that. All right, I said I'd take more calls. Troy, Jonathan, John, many others. 1-800-259-9931. I'm getting my preaching done. I'll try to get to your calls, and we'll get into the 20 smoking guns. I covered this a week ago, but we need to hear them again. If anything is the throat slitting of the country, it is this amnesty bill.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Yeah, I don't want to flood the family with a bunch of phone calls or have a bunch of people jump on airplanes and run out there to California. I've known that Aaron Russo has been fighting for his life the last 2 weeks. I mean, he was bad 2 or 3, 4 months ago when I saw him down in Houston when he was undergoing experimental cancer treatment. He's had it for almost 5 years now. He's had, I don't know, it's probably 10 different surgeries or more. He was in super bad shape, and I mean, really looked deathly. You can see death in people's eyes. Been around people who are dying when I saw him. And I've talked to him the last week. He seemed really out of it, like he could talk, rouse himself and talk about fighting the New World Order. But then he went, oh, hold on. Oh. And so, I mean, the point is that I'm not going to go into any more details. I'm not calling him. I'm not bugging him. Everybody's calling us, telling us we need to get him on or call him. Believe me, we know all about it. And, I mean, I guess I could call his wife there at the hospital where Aaron's fighting for his life and ask her to come on and say something, but in a way that's catty, because, I mean, just give people privacy, folks. Pray for Aaron. Barring a miracle, he may not make it, okay? I mean, I had to make predictions. You just, you know, need to appreciate Aaron Russo and know that he's probably not along for this world. I mean, he's a fighter, folks. He may continue, but he almost died 2 weeks ago. They told him again he almost died. He was in the hospital, not this weekend, but last weekend. He's back in the hospital again. They said he would have died if he hadn't come in. He fell down. He collapsed. I mean, people want all the gory details. I mean, really, let's give the guy some privacy. I mean, it's almost an entire industry out there with the details of his illness, and people are wanting us to talk about it. So there are the facts. And there's a lot of wild rumors going on, too. Maybe we should just put a little blurb or an article about it. Pray for Aaron. I mean, maybe he'll pull through this, but it's the worst it's been. Most of us would be dead in 6 months with the types of cancer he has. He's got cancer throughout his torso. The guts, the other areas, it's the kidneys, the bladder. It's not pretty. And we're going to start the next hour, and I will go to Troy, Jonathan, John, Vandy, Tim, Ron, everybody else. But, yes, I was reminded again about Aaron Russo, so pray for Aaron. But I'm not too worried about Aaron. He believes in God, and he's a good guy. He's something else. I could really tell he was out of it, though, last week when I got a phone call from him. Remember, he called into the show, too. And but he's the worst I've seen him. All right, I'm done talking about it. I really don't want to sit here and ghoulishly continue to talk about it. We will see what happens. And there's lots of people running around right now. I'm having to watch about who the heir apparent is and all the rest of this stuff. It's just holy mackerel. I do hope that you, the listeners, will support us. We need your support. And you do that by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's a great activist tool. You can download all my films in super high res, burn them to disk, give them to people. Hundreds of TV shows, thousands of audio reports, my book, Paul Watson's book. You can only get Paul Watson's book now as an ebook at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get 3 months free when you get a yearly membership if you choose. Or go to Infowars.com to get American Freedom to Fascism. Not a bootleg, folks. I actually bought it from Aaron Russo. I actually support Aaron's family that way. And a lot of other great films we carry at Infowars.com. Or 888-253-3139. By the way, some big announcements concerning films coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So stay tuned for that. We'll start taking your calls in 70 seconds.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.